Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. The Texas Supreme Court's Children's Commission has released a statewide roadmap aimed at ensuring kids and families who have experienced trauma have access to services that are sensitive to their needs. Travis County Judge Darlene Byrne is part of the 100-member group that worked on this report about trauma-informed care in the state's child welfare system. She says one of the first steps in this process is having stakeholders agree on a working definition of trauma-informed care.
So when we talk about what trauma-informed care is, that the entire state is in agreement with regard to what that means.
Judge Byrne describes this blueprint for a trauma-informed child welfare system as a starting point in what she expects to be a 5 to 10 year process. Texas students with disabilities graduate at lower rates than their peers, and that gap is widening. That's what Justin Porter, the Texas Education Agency's statewide director of special education, told the state senators during the Texas Senate Education Committee hearings last Friday.
The data for graduation rates trails by a couple of years. So the most recent that we have here is 2016, but the trajectory there is definitely not going the right direction.
Special education services in Texas have been under scrutiny in recent years after it was found the state effectively and illegally capped the number of students who could access those services. If you travel by air much and make connecting flights at Texas airports, then you'll find this next story to be interesting. Texas airports have made it in the top 10 airports for most gun confiscations. Transportation Security Administration confiscated a record 4,239 firearms at airports in 2018. Four Texas airports were in the top 10 for confiscations. They are Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, George Bush Intercontinental in Houston, Austin Bergstrom, and Dallas Love Field. Those who get their guns confiscated often say they forgot they were packed in their luggage. The 61st annual Grammy Award ceremony took place yesterday evening in Los Angeles, California. A dozen Louisiana artists received a total of 19 Grammy nominations. Two former Shreveport natives were among those nominated, jazz musician Brian Blade and gospel singer Dominique Doe Jones. Also nominated for Best Historical Album was a compilation titled At the Louisiana Hayride Tonight, featuring music from KWKH's Louisiana Hayride radio program that ran from the 1940s through the 60s. Of those Louisiana nominees who wound up winning a Grammy, they include P.J. Morton, who tied with Leon Bridges for Best Traditional R&B Performance for his song How Deep Is Your Love, which featured Arkansas singer Yeba. Lafayette native Lauren Daigle won in two categories, Best Contemporary Christian Music Album and Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance. Buddy Guy took home the award for Best Traditional Blues Album for Blues Is Alive and Well, and Best Jazz Instrumental Album, Eminon, the Wayne Shorter Quartet, on which Shreveport native Brian Blade played the drums. Taking a look at the weather, you may encounter some patchy morning fog along with rain showers, so visibility may be limited during your morning commute. Some thundershowers may develop this afternoon and into the evening. Currently at 61 degrees and slightly rainy in Shreveport, 54 degrees in Magnolia El Dorado, 61 and foggy in Alexandria Pineville, and 64 degrees and cloudy in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.